is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So you meet up Friday night, that's tomorrow, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. It's about avoiding pathogens like the plague and detoxifying the body. That's Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. It's all free. So if you'd like to participate, just check out the website. This morning's class... tomorrow morning's class on Genesis is with the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. And he and I will be discussing his thoughts as to who was behind the Colorado movie massacre, gun confiscation, and a potential police strike, as suggested by Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, and banning high-capacity magazines. Tomorrow, right here, USA Prepares. .com. Information's on the website. Today in the classroom with me is Lisa Bedford. She's the author of The Survival Mom. There's a link on the website. And Lisa Bedford first began the Survival Mom blog in 2009. Currently, her blog receives over 100,000 visitors each month. Her book, Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Emergencies and Worst Case Scenarios. Currently, the book is available online. It's available in bookstores, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, and Books A Million. Lisa's been featured in Newsweek, The Today Show, The Glenn Beck Show, CBS, and Fox News affiliates. And she's our USAprepares.com instructor, and she's going to be presenting a seminar at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Welcome, Lisa Bedford.
Hi there, Vinny.
You know, it's so great to hear your voice. You are such an upbeat person, and you know, you are the survival mom because you wanted to be the survival mom, but that's not the lifestyle that was your lifestyle 15 years ago, right?
Well, not even 15 years ago. I have just had the upbringing and the lifestyle of, I would say, most Americans, and just one of just really no care for the future, you know, for the future, really very little concern for tomorrow. And I remember when I was in high school, my high school counselor, you know, telling me that I could be anything, I could, you know, do, you know, be in any career, I could go with any major. And that was just the, I think, the mindset and the perspective, and it was quite a blessed way of viewing the future. But it wasn't until about 4 years ago, maybe a little over 4 years ago, that, like I think millions of Americans, we just started to see things that concerned us, things that just didn't seem normal. And that began my transition from, as I like to say, from suburban mom to survival mom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so why did you decide to write this blog, The Survival Mom?
Yeah, I had spent a lot of time on survival websites, preparedness websites that were written by men, designed by men, and yes, their audience was obviously male. And it was helpful to me, but there were questions that I had that really weren't addressed. So as a mom, I wondered, okay, if all of this happens with peak oil or whatever, you know, the scenario of, you know, of the week is, So how do I feed my kids? How do I kind of prepare them for going from this lifestyle of plenty to one that, you know, may very well look something like, you know, a movie, you know, The Road or whatever. And I just decided there needed to be a woman's perspective and specifically a mom's perspective. I also wanted it to be a reassuring website, Vinny. I did not want to go with scare tactics. I really tried to avoid those specifically. Once in a while, you know, I'll think I need to wake these people up, and I'll post something that is a little more jarring, but that isn't my style, because I think that a lot of times fear can be a good thing. If it if it prods us to get a physical, for example, if it prods us to, you know, get some work done on, you know, our car or whatever. I mean, fear can be a good thing, but fear can also just shut us down. And when a lot of people begin to have their eyes opened to the reality, actually, some people just jump right in and they become very proactive. But many of them, a large percent of them, just freeze. They don't know what to do. They feel like they can't do anything. A lot of these websites tell you that if you don't have a survival retreat somewhere up in the boonies, you know, you're just going to be part of the first kill. The first die-off. And I just rejected that. I just, I'm optimistic. I feel like, you know, all of us can do something no matter where we are. And that is kind of the tone I wanted for the blog and then eventually the book. I wanted it to be reassuring. And then also a big step that I had to take, Vinny, was I had to decide, and it was a conscious decision, do I use my real name? Do I use my real face? Or do I hide behind a pen name? Do I hide behind, you know, some little avatar? And I felt that since my audience was women and I knew I would be talking about things that would be emotional, I really wanted to be that friend that they felt was walking right along beside them. And for that reason, I did decide to just be myself. And that's the blog evolved just from there and those decisions.
Well, I can tell you that using your own name is a big decision, and that's what I decided to do on the radio broadcast. And, you know, I lived under a rock for a while below the radar, and I decided to do the same thing, that, you know, there's no sense in not doing that. I absolutely agree with you. Lisa, I've got some information that is very, very disturbing, and I'd like to share it with you. I received a call just before this broadcast, and as the class may know, a lot of people call me and a lot of people contact me, and because of our expo, we've got a lot of ears on the ground, a lot of our instructors. There's over 125 of us that are paying attention to what's happening. And I got a call from one of our instructors, and she indicated that there may be a very serious food shortage in the United States of America. And I'm not going to break the story right now because I don't have all the information. But let's say this information is true. Let's consider it a rumor right now. I don't think it is, but let's consider it that. If this were true, if there is going to be a food shortage before the end of this year, Lisa Bedford, what would you recommend that we do right here, right now? I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I think that it's really hard to wrap our brains around something like that, Vinny. All of us, even if our incomes have been hit really hard, even if we don't have much of an income right now, nevertheless, we have lived in a world where we don't go to the grocery store and just look at, you know, what's available. When we walk into the produce section, for example, we have the choice of maybe a dozen different kinds of apples, and they're all polished and they're arranged in rows. And I think that maybe one of the biggest hurdles that Americans will have to overcome is just the very idea that there could be a food shortage here. But when you combine the drought and year and a half ago, there was tremendous flooding along the Mississippi River that was devastating to the farmland there. It really is no wonder that there are shortages And so last week, in fact, I was up in Idaho, and I met with a company mm-hmm. that is right in the middle of food storage. I mean, they actually physically can their food, not the canning process, you know, where they eliminate the oxygen and they flood the containers right. with nitrogen. And they were saying that the drought has affected them because there's certain things that they are not getting as much of as they want, and they're like right on the ground floor, the front line of food mm-hmm. storage. And so I think that the time to just say, no, this is a Mormon thing, no, food storage is, you know, getting, you know, stepping over the line into the world of doomsday preppers, I would say, no, I think if you just take a look at weather patterns, if you take a look at the natural disasters, all of those are affecting our food supply. And so when people think of a food storage, I just suggest starting right where you are. And today, or this week, this weekend, hitting a grocery store. And if you're mm-hmm. a couponer, that helps a great deal. Do avoid foods that are packaged in cardboard and plastic bags, because mm-hmm. those are not packaged for long term. That leaves you with foods that are packaged in cans, or if you do buy foods in plastic bags like beans or rice, for example, pastas, you'll want to repackage those into something that is heavier duty. And my very favorite container for that, I get lots of questions about this because not everybody drinks as much diet soda as my husband, but bless his heart, there's no shortage of empty 2-liter soda bottles around our house. And mm-hmm. those are made out of a plastic material that is very heavy duty. And in fact, FEMA even recommends using cleaned out 2-liter soda bottles for water storage. And I use them for things like oats and cornmeal, dry goods that is just very easy to pour through a funnel into those containers. And if you do that, you're going to lengthen the shelf life of a lot of those foods. But begin buying things that you know your family already eats. Now is not the time to stock up on hominy just because it's on sale and no one in the family even knows what it is. Because what I, the way I think about food storage is I've imagined myself and our family and thinking, what would have to be happening outside the four walls of our house for us to have to rely on food storage? And it would be a very scary scenario.
Lisa Bedford's with me, the Survival Mom. We're talking about food storage. We're talking about food shortages. She's got a great book, Survival Mom. We're going to talk about how to get it when we come back. I think you ought to consider reading it. Lots of great reviews. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lisa Bedford's with me. She's the survival mom. The survival mom. .com. It's a link to the Survival Mom and Lisa Bedford on the website, usapreparers.com. So you can get to her either way, the survivalmom.com, or you can go to usapreparers.com and click on the link, page one. Lisa, you know, men versus women, have you seen an attitude difference? Is it the male or is it the female that seems to be more concerned about preparedness?
You know, that's funny because it depends on what website you're on. When I was first doing my research, I was going to a lot of these male-dominated forums, and they were all complaining that they couldn't get their wife or their girlfriend on board. And but then when I started my blog, I started getting email from women saying, my husband thinks I'm a kook, and how can I get him on board? And so kind of, I guess, what I would my conclusion is that it really is both. And men, when they start thinking about survival, first of all, many men, especially in this economy, they are already in a fight for survival just by going out every day and getting a paycheck. And I know for my husband, he runs a business, and that really takes up a large degree of his focus, is just keeping the business running. And that's why in our own home, I have really picked up the slack, and I have done, I've been the one to kind of spearhead much or maybe most of what we've done for that reason. But I found that men are primarily drawn to two areas of preparedness and survival. And number one is just providing for their family. They wonder, well, how can I provide for my family, you know, if I'm unemployed, or, you know, what if this disaster happens or this end of the world scenario? And the second one is protection. And that's why these forums and websites are just overwhelming. They just have an abundance of information when it comes to things like, you know, reloading ammunition and, you know, which, you know, handgun is the best, et cetera. And But women, then, everything else pretty much falls in our lap. So we're the ones thinking about, you know, day-to-day, you know, meals for our kids. How do we cook when the power goes out? How do we comfort our kids when they're sick and we can't get to a doctor? So a whole bunch of survival really then just kind of falls into, just by default maybe, into the realm of women.
You know, what's interesting about that, those are the traditional roles. Years and years ago, I mean, men were providing and protecting, and the women were taking care of the children, the family, the household, and the meals. Traditional roles. It sounds like we're reverting to that. And, you know, Lisa, as I look at the meetup attendance, we have a meetup every Friday. The class that listens to us on the broadcast shows up at a restaurant in Springfield. It's about 50-50, men and women. Mm-hmm. And at the expo, 6,500 people, 50-50, men and women. And they bring their children. So I think you're absolutely right. And your information, your analysis jives with mine. So, Lisa, when people are just learning about preparedness and they're learning that, you know, the system is precarious. You know, we're dependent on other people for almost everything in our lives today, electricity and food and water and just about everything. How does one bring the family into this discussion? How, especially the children, how do you let them know that things may not always be as they are right now? Meaning, these are the good times. And it could get a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
How do you bring them into that discussion?
I think that there are a lot of elements of survival that mm-hmm. a family can adopt without any scare tactics. And it's just the family.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, it's just the family's newest hobby. Really.
So, what a great idea.
Yeah, so my daughter has learned, and my son too, they've learned about food dehydration, they have learned about canning, they have learned about gardening. My daughter has her own herb garden. We all as a family took a first aid class and a CPR class together. So it's okay to put these things into place and just look at it as just expanding, you know, your kid's repertoire of skills.
I love it. I love it. Lisa Bedford's with us today in class, thesurvivalmom.com. Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I've got so many more questions when we get back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lisa Bedford's with me, and she is the survival mom. Lisa, would you like to take a phone call?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Mike from Tennessee, you're on the air with Lisa Bedford and me, Vincent Fennelly. Your question?
Well, good morning, and that's the People's Republic of West Tennessee. And, just an observation with the number of farmers and ranchers, especially in the area where you live, having to dump their herds because they can't afford to buy the hay to feed them because of the shortage of hay. You would think that a reflection in the cost of beef would be seen in the market to the consumers. However, my wife informed me today that when she went to buy groceries yesterday that a pack of meat that she would normally pay $20 for, the same pack yesterday cost $30 in just 1 week. And so the consumers are not seeing any savings because of the flood of meat being dumped on the market. They're actually seeing an increase. And you know, with a lot of people trying to look at ways to save money, the only thing I can see is that people have to get away from going to traditional sources and try to grow their own and work with the local farmers through cooperatives and other means, and avoiding the China Central locations, which, you know, basically are going to, you know, adjust the rates regardless of what's happening in the real world with the values of the meat going through the floor. I know. Go ahead,
Mike. Let me address that. I don't know if you're aware, but I am a cattle farmer. And I had to sell half of our herd. I saw this coming months ago, and I sold half of our herd. And I'm looking at how are we going to feed the other half of the herd. And I'm looking at two things. One, we're using our winter hay right now. And I was fortunate enough to be able to buy $8,000 worth of hay that I've never had to buy that kind of quantity of hay before. We have had no grass to cut to bale, which has never happened before. Our streams and ponds, our stream has dried up. Half of our ponds have dried up. And so farmers all around us are hauling in thousands of gallons of water per day, and they are dumping their herds. You are exactly right. But what is happening on the feedlot side is corn is, the corn is in very, very poor condition. In my numbers, the way I see it, 85% of the country is in drought. The worst case scenario was in 1934 during the Dust Bowl when 90% of the country was in drought. So you're absolutely right. The prices that you would expect for dumping herds of cows on the market all of a sudden has not really materialized at the store. But I thank you for your call, but I'd like Lisa's observation on that also. Lisa?
Last year, when the drought was a big story again, I had a rancher from Oklahoma get in touch with me, and he said that some ranchers are selling their beef to sources out of the country because they can get a higher price for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And hold on 1 second. And that may be why we're not really seeing maybe the shift in prices that we expect yet.
Mm-hmm. The price from a few months ago, live cattle, about $2 a pound, $2.05, and right now the number that I'm hearing is $1.18, so it's about half the price it was a few months ago. So the cattle farmers, cattle ranchers are really in serious trouble because they were thinking that those that bought cattle, some farmers buy cattle and place them on pastures and let them get heavier and then sell them as a heavier cow. We don't do that. We actually raise our own and breed them and then sell off the excess. But so those that are buying cattle, they paid too much. They're now worth half as much per pound as they were, and they're having to buy all the feed for them. So it's a double whammy, and the price is going down. So it's like a triple whammy. And when you add taxes to it, it's a quadruple whammy. So these farmers are in a huge, huge world of hurt. Mike, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. So, Lisa, I'm with you on that. So as the economy is getting worse, Lisa, some families need to prepare, but they need to do it on a smaller expenditure model. They need to budget. How do you recommend that they face that, and how do they deal with that?
Yeah, it's tough. Even though times are tough, Vinny, still Americans, we lead pretty decent lives. I mean, if you take a look at the various electronics we have and sometimes what we buy our children, and some of the expenses that we think, you know, are necessary, it turns out that maybe they're not so necessary. And sometimes I'm asked by people, well, you know, I live in a hot part of the country. What can I do if there is a power outage in the summer? And the best thing is to start living now as though that were happening. You cannot adjust to some dramatic change just overnight. So for families that have some income right now, the best advice is to start living as though that income was greatly depleted. and you start looking around, and I do a lot of my banking online. I know that maybe that's not the greatest thing, you know, with all the electronic spying capabilities around, but it helps me keep track of every single expense. And so in the past, I've gone through just line by line by line. And one part of the 2008-2009 recession that really hit our family, I was canceling piano lessons. I was canceling my son's guitar lessons. We dropped, you know, a membership to the Y that wasn't that expensive, but nevertheless, it was gone. And just go line by line by line. And you can always pick these expenses back up. So it's not like you're saying to your child, you know, we're not going to be able to do, you know, this sports team ever again. Maybe it's just for this season we're going to sit it out, and we're going to set that money that we would normally spend on lessons or uniforms or coaches or whatever, set that aside to be better prepared. And I would say that there are a lot of lessons from the people who lived through the Great Depression that we can learn from. And they would use up everything. I mean, I just think about the hundreds of dollars that have been wasted probably in the last year just by produce, you know, becoming rotten in my refrigerator because I forget about it, you know. And a lot of us, we could save $200-$300 a month by not eating out and by eating every meal at home and packing lunches. So there are still ways that most of us can still tighten our belts. Then what you want to do is you want to decide what it is that you have to have. A lot of times we go out in a panic and we start buying things and then discover, oh, you know, maybe buying, you know, 15 boxes of granola bars wasn't such a great idea because the kids have eaten them. And I intend those, you know, to be, you know, saved for the apocalypse. So, you know, you don't want to make expensive mistakes when every dollar counts. And so what I recommend is just making a list of things to buy. Go through your house and see what you already have. You know, chances are you have a lot of things that you're going to need for preparedness, but they're just in this cupboard, or they've been stuck out in the garage. Maybe they're up in the attic. And just start doing an inventory of what you have. Get rid of things you don't use or need anymore. Then once you know what it is you have, then you can define what it is that you need. And keep a list of that. So if you go to an estate sale, if you are at a store and you see, you know, their big bin of all kinds of bargains, you can look through there and, you know, you'll spot things that are on your list or not. And that really helps you stay focused on what you really need instead of expenditures that may turn out to be mistakes.
Very interesting because, Lisa, when I was growing up, my mother would go to the supermarket, the grocery store, with a list. And she would stick to the list. And if it wasn't on the list, we didn't need it. And what I'm describing is needs versus wants. Bubblegum was not on the list. You know, it was at the impulse section of the checkout line, you know, where you're standing in line and you're looking at, you know, all these candy bars and gums and so forth. But they weren't on the list, so we didn't buy that. And soda was not on the list, so we didn't buy that either. So, yes, you can avoid that. But I do agree with you that the 2-liter bottles are really, if you were to buy those, you know, if you just wanted empty 2-liter bottles, I'll bet you they'd cost you 75 cents a piece.
Well, and even if people who don't drink soda, right. Even people who don't drink soda can purchase things like club soda, for example.
Yeah,
and a lot of times, those are just by the store brand, and sometimes they're, you know, maybe 65 to 75 cents. And you can use the club soda or not, but it does make for a very handy container. You know, another very budget-friendly container, if you're going to be starting to, you know, put food in long-term containers, is that a lot of store bakeries, a lot of just standalone bakeries, they buy their fillings and their frostings in, and they come in buckets. And so I get these 3 to 4 gallon buckets for free at the grocery store bakery. And a lot of times they'll just ask me, how many do you want? And I tell them what I want, and then, you know, away I go with a whole bunch of buckets. They've usually been washed out, but maybe not thoroughly. You wash them out with hot soap and water, maybe set them out in the sun to sanitize, to get rid of any smells. And now you have free buckets for your food storage. That has worked out very well for me.
Yes, and those buckets are probably worth $5 to $7 a piece. And that's what we use right here at the farm to store pasta, beans, rice, popcorn, just about everything, sugar, just about everything you can think of, we use those buckets for. And we pack them with nitrogen. I have a nitrogen cylinder, so that's how we do it. But you can use oxygen absorbers, and you can use, some people use carbon dioxide. Lisa, you know, Doomsday Preppers came to the expo. And, class, Doomsday Preppers is entertainment, okay? I want to make that clear that we define it as entertainment. And they ask a question of all the people that they put on their series. And is there one specific scenario that you're most concerned about? That's the question that they've asked me when they were considering putting me on television. I'm not going on television, class. And because they want to know, what would they see if they came to your house? What would indicate that you're a prepper? They're not going to see anything at my place.
Right.
So my question for you when we come back from this break, is there one specific scenario that you're most concerned about or not? Lisa Bedford's with me. TheSurvivalMom.com. TheSurvivalMom.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lisa Bedford's with me, and her book, Survival Mom. 323 pages, great reading, less than $20. It's available at lots of bookstores. And Lisa, where else can we get it?
You know, you can get it actually on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. A lot of bookstores have online stores as well.
Yes.
And if you don't live near one of the big bookstores, you can always call your local bookstore, because I know a lot of them are carrying it, or they'll be willing to order it.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that there are going to be copies available of the Survival Mom at the Get Prepared Expo, which is November 3rd and 4th. And we're going to see what we can do to make sure that we've got autographed copies available. So that ought to be an absolute blast, class. So my question before we went to the break was, is there one specific scenario that you're most concerned about, or are you concerned about more than one?
I think that there are two scenarios that I am most concerned about, and they both kind of go hand in hand. And one is just a continuing decline of the economy.
Yes.
It may have improved in different pockets around the country for whatever reason, but we are seeing, you know, unemployment numbers again, you know, either maintaining or increasing. And a huge percentage of the population is on government assistance of some sort. And really, kind of long-term, you see just a permanent underclass developing in the United States. You know, an underclass that doesn't really have any hope. They cannot move up to an upper class because of just, cultural issues and, you know, a continuing decline in the public education system. So just that continual economic decline. But hand-in-hand with that is government at all levels, whether it's from federal or state, individual towns. I mean, we saw this recently with the Chick-fil-A fiasco, mm-hmm. You know, where mayors who are elected to run a city were saying they would not allow, you know, a particular business to expand or to come into their city because of their own personal beliefs. And so we see just government encroaching on our individual freedoms more and more and more. And I sent out a newsletter issue, I think, 2 days ago. And it touched on this. It was just, you know, if you think, you know, you might think you're safe from hurricanes or tornadoes, and maybe you have, you know, plenty of money in the bank, but what are you going to do when the EPA, for example, says that the puddles on your property belong to them? And what if they say you're using more than your fair share of the well water on your property? And
right.
So we have this long arm of the law, and in very many cases, unelected officials that are accountable to no one, really running just so many elements of our lives. And I see those things just, you know, becoming just more and more oppressive on freedom-loving people. And this isn't really a government, an anti-government rant. It's just a, I think, a rational observation of the direction that that is going. And so those are the two scenarios that concern me the most. What families really should think about is just define, number one, what is the most likely natural disaster in your area? Number two, what is the most likely extreme weather event you should prepare for? And then number three, what is the most likely man-made disaster? And that could be a terrorist attack. It could be something happening at a nuclear plant near you. It could be hyperinflation. But once you have those three identified for you, then you can actually take those three scenarios and put those in a priority and say, well, you know, this summer with these high temperatures, I think we need to prepare for, you know, maybe a long-term blackout. Whatever it is, put those in a priority. And then the beauty is once you prepare for one event, you can become prepared for other events.
Lisa, you know, when you look at these scenarios that could happen, all of them could happen. And bottom line is, if you prepare for all of them, you're probably going to be okay. Lisa Bedford, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking so much forward to your participation in the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.